欢迎大家跟随 Ironmongo 学习空乘英语，这里是主站音频课的复制版，所有课程配套教材讲义请访问 www.ironmongo.net， 使用课程代码搜索即可。
9.1
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll shortly be landing at Montreal Trudeau Airport. The fasten seatbelt signs have been switched on. Please return to your seat and ensure your hand baggage is safely secured in the overhead lockers or under the seat in front of you.Please also make sure your table is folded away, your seat back is upright, with the armrest down, and your seatbelt is fastened. Passengers seated in our first and business class cabins, please make sure that your footrest and video screens are back in their original position. If you have been using the in-seat power, we will shortly be switching it off, so please now unplug your laptop and store it in a safe place. Once again,May we remind you that cell phones must not be switched on until the seatbelt signs have been switched off after landing. We hope that you've enjoyed the in-flight entertainment during the flight. In preparation for landing, we'll be switching the system off. It would greatly assist the flight attendants if you could have your used headsets ready for collection as they pass through the cabin. Please return to your seat and ensure your hand baggage is safely secured in the overhead lockers or under the seat in front of you.
2.
Please make sure that your footrest and video screens are back in their original position.
3.
If you've been using the in-seat power, we will shortly be switching it off. So please now unplug your laptop and store it in a safe place.
4.
May we remind you that cell phones must not be switched on until the seatbelt signs have been switched off after landing.
9.3
Thank you so much. Can you open the window blind, please? Brilliant. And put your tray table away. Thanks.
Excuse me, I can't find my arrival form. You know, the customs thing?
You mean the disembarkation form?
That's it.
No problem. I'll bring you one in a few minutes.
Thanks a lot. Do you want my headphones?
Not me. My colleague will collect them soon. Hello there. Put your bags under the seats in front, please. Perfect. Ah, this is an exit row, so everything has to go in the overhead lockers, please. Nothing on the floor at all. Okay. Thanks for that.
Can I give you these magazines?
Sure. Anything else? No? Okay.
Sorry to bother you. Do you know how long it takes to get from the airport to the city?
Yes, I do. By bus, by train, or by taxi?
Which is the best?
To be honest, I'm not sure. We take the company minibus, and it takes about half an hour to the city centre.
That's not bad.
Everyone says the train is the fastest, but double check.
Fantastic.Many thanks for your help.
Enjoy your stay there. Your seat back, please, sir. Thank you. And your tray table? Good. And sorry, could you take your coat off the empty seat and put it in the locker, please?
9.4
Excuse me?
Yes, how can I help?
The captain said we were landing 15 minutes ago, but we seem to be climbing again.
Yes, you're right.
What's wrong? Does this mean a delay?
I'm not sure. There might be a short delay. This airport can be very busy first thing in the morning. If there is a delay, the captain will make an announcement.
Oh dear.
Is there a problem?
I have to make a quick connection to Nice.
I see. Well, let's see if we can get you off the plane first if there is a delay.
Thank you.
9.5
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer speaking. Unfortunately, I have some bad news for you. Air traffic control has advised us that, due to a problem on the ground, we will be delayed for approximately 30 minutes or so. My apologies for any inconvenience, but we'll get you on the ground as quickly as possible.In the meantime, please keep your seatbelts fastened.
So there is a delay after all. Do we know why?
I'm afraid I can't tell you any more than what the first officer said.
Listen, I'm in transit. I've got a connecting flight and not a lot of time.
I know, you told me. What time is your flight to Nice?
At 10:15.
Okay, well, if we land at 9, you should be okay.
How long does it take to get to the domestic terminal? I've only got hand luggage and I'm checked through, but I do have to clear immigration in Paris, don't I?
Yes, I'm afraid so. It takes about 5 minutes to get to the terminal you need. Look, all I can say is we'll get you off the plane as fast as possible.
Fingers crossed.
9.6.
Tom, sorry. Have you checked your side of the cabin?
Yes.
Good. Could you check Yuta's side for me then? She still hasn't finished the bar paperwork for customs.
Oh, right. No problem.
Also, she says you took the bar seals out of the bar trolley. Where did you put them?
Oh, I think they're in the galley.
If you could give them to her, that would be great. By the way, is your side of the cabin secure yet?
Not quite. I've still got a bit of clearing in to do, and I've got to put one bassinet away.
Okay.
Oh, and one passenger is still in the toilet.
Right. You'd better bang on the door and get him to his seat fast.
Okay.
Do that first and clear in the cabin on the way back.
Sure, but does Yuta need any help with the C209s?
Don't worry, I'll help Yuta. You haven't got time.
Okay.
Let me know when your cabin is secure so I can give the checks to Hemal.
Okay, I've done the customs paperwork.
Are all the bars locked and sealed?
Yes.
Okay, go and help Tom. He's checking your side of the cabin. You could take a tray and clear in any rubbish in the cabin. But you'll have to be quick.
Okay. Layla, cabin and galley now secure.
Cabin crew, seats for landing.
Well done. Just in time. Better grab our seats and strap in quickly. Hemal, cabin secure.
Great. Thanks. See you after landing.
9.7.
Has she done the final checks?
No, she hasn't.
Have you secured the trolley in the galley?
Yes, I have.
Have they checked the tables are upright?
No, they haven't.
Have we done everything?
Yes, we have.
9.8. 1.
Is preparing for landing easier than preparing for takeoff?
Preparing for landing is more stressful, actually, than preparing for takeoff, because with takeoff, you've got just the welcoming of passengers, the safety checks and the preparation. But coming in for landing, you've got the human factor. You've got people sitting on board. You've got drinks and debris that you've provided. Well, you haven't provided the passengers with debris, but the meal trays, the drinks, all of that is still possibly out in the cabin. You've got headsets that need to be collected, blankets that need to be collected, landing cards that have to be checked, immigration forms that have to be handed out and checked to make sure that passengers have completed them correctly. On top of that, you've got your checking of seat belts and the securing of the cabin and the galley. So coming in for landing is actually quite stressful because there's a lot going on during those final sort of 10, 15 minutes. You're stowing trolleys, you're securing the galley, you're going into the cabin, clearing in any rubbish. Also answering questions because people are near their arrival, so they want to now check with you that their flight is on time or their connection is going to be there. They might want to ask you questions about where do they pick their baggage up, and you're doing all of this while you're completing all the other pre-landing duties. So, yes, landing duties tend to be a lot more stressful than that those for takeoff.
2.
Do you remember any special problems with passengers in the final 10 minutes?
I don't remember any particular problems with passengers during that final 10 minutes of landing. But occasionally, if I can recall one, I remember this foreign lady. She had not completed any of the forms, and the crew hadn't alerted me to this fact. And as I was going through the cabin, checking the seatbelts and checking tables were stowed, etc., the neighbour sitting next to this passenger actually just said to me, you know, this lady hasn't got a landing card. And it was a bit of a panic because as the senior in charge of the flight, it's my job to coordinate the landing so that all my crew are doing what they should be doing and the cabin is secure. And suddenly I'd got this lady that nobody had told me about who didn't speak a word of English, and we were arriving in 10 minutes and I had no history about her. So that was a bit of a panic.
3.
Can you briefly outline communications in the final phases of descent?
The final phases of descent, when the aircraft is preparing to land, sometimes there's minimal communication between the pilot and the passenger. It largely depends on what's going on. I mean, they may come onto the interphone and just thank the passengers for travelling with them. They may tell them of weather conditions that they're expecting. And, of course, they will tell the passengers of local time. Also, in that last 10 minutes of flight, the captain or co-pilot may just advise passengers of any holding, you know, if the flight is being delayed for any reason. But generally, it's kept to the minimum in terms of communication. The captain will have made his announcement a good 20 minutes prior to landing. That's on long-haul flights. Obviously, short-haul flights, it's slightly different, and the cockpit do tend to communicate with the passengers a little, you know, closer to landing. So they may hear something. Between the passengers and the cabin crew, there's usually a lot of communication going on, particularly on long-haul flights, where various crew members may be informing the passengers of the need to have headsets ready for collection. There'll be another announcement usually made about landing cards and immigration forms. And then there's often communication from the senior crew member who will be advising the passengers of arrival procedures. And there's yet other announcements preparing the passengers for landing, such as please return to your seats and you need to fasten your seatbelts now. So there's quite a lot of communication going on between passengers and cabin crew, not so much between flight crew and passengers, and very minimal communication really between flight crew and cabin crew, other than the need for the cabin crew to inform the flight crew that passengers and galleys are all ready for landing. And it's usually kept to the minimum, usually just simple sentences such as "Captain, cabin now secure," or "Aircraft now secure."